From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Sandiaga Uno affirms Asian as single destination needs interconnectivity. Minister Zulkifli Hasan calls for mutual commitment on green investment in Asian. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that interconnectivity is needed to realize the vision of ASEAN as a single destination. After speaking at the ASEAN Business and Investment Summit ABIS in Jakarta on Sunday, he affirmed that this kind of interconnectivity is in terms of more air flights and ferries connecting the Riau Island to Singapore and Malaysia. As the host of the 2023 ASEAN Chairmanship, Indonesia encourages the image of ASEAN as a single destination in accordance with its G20 presidency spirit last year, that is the transformation center on community-based tourism. Minister Sandiaga Uno also explained that the ASEAN as a single destination was initiated at the ASEAN Tourism Forum in January 2023, and it has been strengthened with Indonesia membership in the executive board of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan mentioned that the ASEAN strategy for carbon neutrality creates a potential for a green economy in ASEAN. This was stated by Minister Zulkifli in his statement at the 23rd Asian Economic Community Council meeting in Jakarta last Sunday. He also stated that the agreement could be an entry point for green investment in ASEAN country. The ASEAN strategy on carbon neutrality is intended to leverage the synergy between ASEAN members with the commitment to develop green industries, enhance ASEAN interoperability, globally embed credible standards, and unlock green capabilities. He also revealed that ASEAN's economic potential is estimated to develop from 5.6% in 2022 to 4.7% in 2023 and 5% in 2024. The growth is supported by the rise of domestic household consumption and the developing trade, as well as recovery in the service sector, such as tourism. However, he added that the global economy is prone to several risks, such as the geopolitical crisis, trade policies with an inclination of protectionism, never-ending inflation, and climate change. So he agreed that ASEAN has to be aware of deglobalization and the demographic shift in the region. Indonesia is a leading country in food security in ASEAN region. This was stated by head of the National Food Agency, NFA, Arief Prasetyo Adi, at the ASEAN Business and Investment Summit, ABIS, in Jakarta on Sunday. He said Indonesia has raised several issues that become concerns at the regional level, such as food security. In this regard, the Indonesian government has allocated 100.8 trillion rupiah, or $7.1 billion, in the 2024 state budget draft. In addition, he believed that Indonesia has more abundant food commodities compared to other ASEAN countries. Indonesia has entered the top four in food production along with China, India, and Bangladesh. He added that Indonesia, along with Vietnam and Thailand, has agreed to strengthen regional food cooperation. The Nusantara Capital City Authority, OIKN, and Kazakh company Serjek Projects LTD have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU on traffic and smart mobility development in Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara East Kalimantan. The MOU was signed by OIK and Deputy for Green and Digital Transformation Mohammed Ali Berawi and the Kazakh company representative. According to remark by the head of OIK and Bambang Susantono in Jakarta on Sunday, the collaboration is a proof of concept to find out whether the technology offered suits the OIKN needs and helps the labs at Nusantara to become more efficient, comfortable, and practical. Meanwhile, Berawi said that the OIKN will exhibit the technologies from partner companies at the IKN Nusantara Techno House for the public so they can experience them. He also claimed that this exhibition will be a reference on which technologies that are most suitable to be developed and applied in Nusantara. Let's move it on to the international news, where the United States President Joe Biden told reporters in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, United States, on Sunday that he was disappointed that Chinese President Xi Jinping was not attending the summit of G20 leaders in India, but added that he was going to get to see him. He will visit India from September 7 to 10 for a summit of the Group of 20 Nations, followed by a trip to Vietnam as his administration seeks to strengthen U.S. relations in Asia. President Xi Jinping is likely to skip the summit, and Chinese Premier Li Xiang is expected to represent Beijing at the meeting in New Delhi. Sources familiar with the matter have told Reuters. Regarding his visit to India and Vietnam, President Joe Biden has stated that he is looking forward to his trip to India and Vietnam, as he thinks that both of them want much closer relations with the United States. Thailand's new Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin will miss the 2023 Asian Summit in Jakarta, the Foreign Ministry said on Sunday. As reported by Reuters, Prime Minister Srettha won a parliamentary vote to become Prime Minister last month, and his cabinet was endorsed by the King on Saturday. The Prime Minister and his cabinet are due to take an oath before an audience with King Maha Vajiralongkorn on Tuesday, and will then deliver a policy address in Parliament. They can then officially carry out their duties. Permanent Secretary Sarun Karunsuan will represent Thailand at the summit, the Minister of Foreign Affairs said in a statement. However, it did not say specifically why the Prime Minister was not attending. Flooding caused by torrential rain has killed 8 people in western Algeria. This was reported by country's civil defense service on Sunday. It said the 8 had been swept away by floodwaters at Tlemcen and El Bayat on Saturday. The bodies of 2 women and 2 men aged between 22 and 73 were recovered at Tlemcen in the northwest on Sunday. They had been in a vehicle swept away when the Ud-ed-Dali River burst its banks. In El Bayat in the southwest, 3 women and a man died when their cars were swept away by floodwaters from the Ud-Kadli River. Algeria's meteorological office had issued a warning bulletin on Friday forecasting rainstorms from Saturday in the north of the country. Listener, let's move on to commentary for today on Indonesian inflation rate in August controllable.
This is Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Indonesian Inflation Rate in August Controllable. The price of Indonesian staple food rice spike in the last decade. Nevertheless, Indonesia's year-on-year inflation rate in August was slowing down and was still within the target of Bank Indonesia. That was stated from the data announced by Statistics Indonesia, or BPS, on Friday. The consumer price index rose to 3.27% in August, or was still within the 2023 inflation target of Bank Indonesia, which was around 2-4%. The core inflation in August declined from 2.43% from July to 2.18%. The core inflation didn't include the prices regulated by the government and the unstable food price. Considering the BPS statistic data, the total inflation didn't experience any significant spike. However, the rice price inflation soared up to 13.76% in August, the highest since June 2012. Bank Indonesia believes Indonesia's inflation will keep decreasing and be around 3% by the end of 2023. The 2024 inflation rate was targeted to stay low, around 2.5% up to 3.5%. The controlled inflation rate was one of the most important factors to maintain economic growth and people's welfare.
Statistics Indonesia or BPS data showed Indonesian economic growth in the second quarter of 2023 was 5.17% year-on-year, rising from the earlier quarter with 5.04%. This high growth rate was realized amid the global economic uncertainty. In a release announced on Friday, Moody's cut the projection of China's growth next year. The risk of recession in China, the world's second biggest economy, according to Moody, was increasing. The nation was facing a dire economic growth challenge. This came from the weak business performance and consumers' trust amid political uncertainty, issues against the property sector, and older workforce. Data from China also showed the improvement moment after COVID-19 lockdown relief in April until May was fading away. Indonesia's August inflation rate was still controllable amid economic uncertainty of China and Japan. Hopefully, the two drivers of the world's economy will improve. Amid globalization, international economic dependence is very strong. A problem in a country can trigger a domino effect on other countries. Indonesia is also affected. And that was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on September 4th with an event in 1948 when Queen Wilhelmina resigned. On September 4th, 1948, Queen Wilhelmina of the Kingdom of the Netherlands resigned from the royal throne, citing her health condition, which had begun to deteriorate. Her abdications ended her 58 years reign as Queen, making her the longest serving monarch in Dutch history. Wilhelmina was crowned queen on November 23, 1890. During her reign, she experienced several historical events, starting from World War I, the Dutch occupation by Germany during World War II, to Indonesia's War of Independence in the Dutch colonial East Indies as the largest colony of the Netherlands. After her resignation, she lived at Het Loo Palace, Apeldoorn, Netherlands, until her death in 1962. Let's move it on to the next event in 1975, when Sinai Interim Agreement was signed. The Sinai Interim Agreement is an agreement signed by Israel and Egypt in Geneva, Switzerland on September 4, 1975, as one of the steps to end the conflict, which began the Six-Day War in 1967. In this agreement, the two countries stated that conflicts between countries would not be restored by military force, but by peaceful ways. They also called for a military withdrawal in the Sinai Peninsula and the new UN buffer zone. This agreement relates to the Sinai Peninsula, Egyptian territory, which was occupied by Israel since the Six-Day War. Israel only withdrew from the peninsula after a peace treaty with Egypt was agreed in 1979. We end today in history with an event in 1998 when Google was established. Google is a technology company from the United States that focuses on search engine technology, cloud computing, online advertising, computer software, and artificial intelligence. This company was founded on September 4, 1998 in Menlo Park, California, United States by Larry Page and Sergey Brin when the Google search engine was launched. However, Google's search engine system was started 2 years earlier when Larry Page and Sergey Brin were still completing their doctoral studies at Stanford University. Google then developed as the most popular search engine in the world to date and began to expand into various other services such as online maps, email, advertising to browsers and operating system. Now, Google is one of the world's technology giants and its site is the most visited website in the world.
Mataku terus tertuju padamu saat kulihat dirimu dan senyum ingin aku menyapa. Thank you.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the Association of the Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, needs an extraordinary tactical strategy to face the current world situation, which is not going well, while at the same time realizing ASEAN as the epicenter of growth. When officially opening the Asian Business and Investment Summit at the State Palace, Jakarta on Friday, President Joko Widodo expressed his view.
Di tengah kondisi dunia yang sedang tidak baik-baik saja, strategi ASEAN tidak bisa juga hanya
in the midst of world conditions that are not going well, ASEAN strategies cannot be just ordinary. ASEAN needs an extraordinary tactical strategy. It is not a big strategy, but an extraordinary tactical strategy. It needs solid collaborations and cannot be done alone. Must be between countries, between entrepreneurs, and also between communities.
Baik antar negara, antar para pengusaha, dan juga antar masyarakat.
Therefore, the President encouraged ASEAN business people who are members of the ASEAN Business Advisory Council to play a bigger role in formulating and implementing cross-stakeholders' collaboration tactical strategies. President Joko Widodo also hopes the ASEAN Incorporated concept introduced by ASEAN Business Advisory Council is able to become a communication bridge to create a mutually beneficial ecosystem, increase competitiveness, and improve ASEAN prosperity. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that ASEAN is a harmonious, cohesive, and achieving family. He quoted an Indonesian saying that is relevant for ASEAN: neighbors are like close relatives, and closer neighbors are more important than distant relatives. He emphasized ASEAN has proven itself as a peaceful, stable, prosperous region. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo said ASEAN economic growth in 2024 is estimated to be the highest in the world, namely reaching 4.5% annually year on year. ASEAN is also the most attractive region for the entry of foreign direct investment. According to the president, in 2022, 17% of foreign direct investment will go to ASEAN. This achievement is also the highest compared to other developing regions. President Joko Widodo said ASEAN is enjoying a demographic bonus with the third largest workforce in the world. As many as 65% of ASEAN's population has the potential to become middle class by 2038. This is a big capital for ASEAN to achieve its goal of becoming the epicenter of growth. With the advantages and challenges facing ASEAN currently, the president hopes that the ASEAN Business Advisory Council can play a bigger role in formulating and implementing tactical strategies for cross-stakeholders collaboration.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Girl, you don't need to put your makeup on. You're just too irresistible to be as you are, no matter how far. You're just too beautiful for me and everyone else around you. Do think you're the one, 'cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like the sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why, why do I do, do love it every inch of you. Oh baby, you're irresistibly good. Girl, I don't need a reason to fall.
baby, I'll be there just a call. Wherever you are, no matter how far, you are the closest thing to an angel. And everyone else around you do think you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why. Why do I do love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
Your return to,
your return to now and forever. 'Cause baby, you're irresistible star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why. Why do I do loving every inch of you? 'Cause baby, you're irresistibly good. Good.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's Indonesian wonder takes you to Central Java, talking about lengger, an original ronggeng art from Banyumas, Central Java, which is played by a man and a woman. Lengger comes from the word le, which means boy, and the word ger, which means uproar, or can be interpreted as an uproar, up in arms, or noisy. Previously, this dance was considered negative because the movements and scenes in this dance were considered impolite. However, later this dance was changed by Sunan Kalijaga as a means of preaching and inserted the teaching to always remember God. In this dance, there are several rounds. When dancing, the movements of the lengger dance are dominated by hip movements, so they look adorable. Following the typical Banyumasan rhythm, which is agile and dynamic, the lengger dance is accompanied by calung music, a gamelan made from bamboo. The main musical instruments are a set of calung, kenong, gambang, gong, drums, and several other traditional musical instruments. While the music is playing, there is a sinden who sings melodiously. For the costumes, female dancers usually wear kemben, jarik, batik cloth, crowns, and shawls. Male dancers usually only wear long shirts or vests, knee-high trousers, tie-length cloth, headbands, and mats. For the mats use, it usually describes the characters they play. The lengger dance is now performed at weddings, circumcision ceremony, and welcoming guests. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
kita punya satu kesempatan untuk bisa wujudkan satu keinginan. Apa yang akan kau minta, akankah aku ada di sana?
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcast Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Kota Padang. Di Kota Padang, which means in the city of Padang. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Apakah Kamu Sudah? Apakah Kamu Sudah? Which means, have you? This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli at Masjid Raya Sumatra Barat or the Grand Mosque of West Sumatra. Sortauli asked about the activity that Chris has done. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah kamu sudah merekam interior masjid raya?
Sudah. Bagian atasnya unik sekali.
Oh, maksudmu langit-langitnya?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times, and you can repeat after me. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Sudah merekam, which means have recorded. Interior, interior, which means interior. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque. Apakah kamu sudah merekam interior Masjid Raya? Apakah kamu sudah merekam interior Masjid Raya? Which means, have you recorded the interior of Masjid Raya? Bagian atas, which means the upper part. Unik, unik, which means unique. Langit-langit, langit-langit, which means ceiling. In the conversation, you hear the question, apakah kamu sudah merekam interior masjid? Apakah kamu sudah merekam interior masjid? Which means, have you recorded the interior of the mosque? In the question, there is an expression, apakah kamu sudah? Apakah kamu sudah? Which means, have you? It is used to ask about an activity that someone has done. To ask about an activity that someone has or hasn't done, you can ask apakah kamu sudah, which means have you, that is followed by the activity, such as merekam interior masjid, which means record the interior of the mosque. Now let's listen to the other examples of using expressions to ask about activities that have been done. Apakah kamu sudah makan? Apakah kamu sudah makan? Which means, have you eaten? Apakah kamu sudah memesan hotel? Apakah kamu sudah memesan hotel? Which means, have you booked the hotel? In Indonesia, there are some expressions that use the term raya. Raya, which means great or grand. One of them is Masjid Raya. Masjid Raya, which means grand mosque. It refers to a big mosque which becomes the center of Islamic religious activities in a city or regency. Another example is Hari Raya. Hari Raya, which means feast day or related to religious feast day. While Jalan Raya, Jalan Raya, which means main road, refers to the road with the large amount of traffic. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah kamu sudah merekam interior Masjid Raya?
Sudah. Bagian atasnya unik sekali.
Oh, maksudmu langit-langitnya?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Besok entah kemana kau pergi seenaknya, kau pulang ke empat arah. Hari ini kau nyata, besok tampak tiada. Kau pergi semaunya, kau enggak ku hanya tempat singgah.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia.
The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Borobudur by Gesang and Tuti Mariati. The song composed by Gesang in 1965 tell about the largest temple in Indonesia, namely Borobudur, in all its splendor and beauty. The temple, which is recognized by UNESCO as the World Heritage, is located in Magelang District, Central Java. Borobudur Temple also holds the title as the largest Buddhist temple in the world. This ancient temple was built around the 7th to 9th century AD by Samaratungga Kingdom of Sailendra Dynasty. This is what we then describe through this song. Well, listener, here is Gesang featuring Tuti Mariati with the keroncong song Borobudur.
Biarlah, biarlah
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.